few days a week, Joe Finkelperl goes to the Jewish Community Center and makes phone calls.
Yeah, how you been? So, anything new? You got any good books to recommend to me? Good. Do you listen to the ball game at all?
Finkelperl, an 81-year-old retired widower, is a volunteer for AgeWell Pittsburgh, a one-stop referral system that provides coordinated access to services for seniors who are living independently. He calls a few dozen seniors from an office and chats them up, talking about sports and books, but also ensuring their meals are delivered and their furnaces are working in the winter.
It gives me something to do, plus it gives me a good feeling to call them and, you know, say hello, make friends. Some of them have become friends, telephone friends, and some actually friends in the lunchroom. They come in and eat, you know. It's good for me. Good for them, I hope.
AgeWell Pittsburgh is four social service agencies that are working to keep the elderly healthy and independent as long as possible. That improves their quality of life while keeping health care costs down. The agencies, Jewish Family and Children's Services, Jewish Association on Aging, Jewish Community Center, and the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh, serve around 5,600 people. Jordan Gallen, who works at Squirrel Hill Psychological Services, part of Jewish Family and Children's Services, says involving staff at these organizations and coordinating services isn't easy.
It's hard. This level of collaboration is really hard. It requires a lot of trust, just like a relationship, like a marriage.
The program was started 8 years ago with some federal and state funding. Gallen calls it a virtual organization.
But it's virtual in the sense that we don't have a building, we don't have a board, we don't have a payroll. We take three existing organizations and we sort of superimposed a collaborative structure on top of them in order for them, for us to function as if we were a single organization.
Gallen says their biggest feat is in allowing seniors to live in their homes as long as possible while ensuring they are active and involved in the community, all while keeping down overall health care costs. Nursing home and hospital visits are more expensive than living at home and regular doctor's visits.
Study after study has shown that older adults prefer to remain in their homes as they age. They don't want to live in a facility. They don't want to live in an institution. Quality of life is greater when they're living in the community. And they seem to remain healthier physically, emotionally, mentally when they're living in their residence of choice than if they're living in an institution.
According to an assessment tool developed with the University of Pittsburgh, AgeWell clients reported an estimated 28 emergency department visits per 100 clients a year, fewer than half the estimated 68 ER visits per Medicare recipients elsewhere in Pittsburgh and 55 per 100 Medicare clients nationwide. That saves money. An emergency room visit can range up to $6,932. Hospital and nursing home admission rates were also lower. While there are those types of successes in independent living, there's also the risk of isolation and depression, which is where volunteers like Joe Finkelperl come in.
I think a lot of them need companionship of some kind or some people to talk to, you know, just talk. And I think it helps they know that somebody's cares for them, or, you know, a little bit.
He says he lets those he calls know about programs and activities at the Jewish Community Center.
I occasionally go to lunch there, and this is the room where we play bridge.
That's Elfie Rook, an 88-year-old Holocaust survivor and AgeWell client who comes to the JCC regularly.
It's a very small community, and I know a lot of people, especially if you play bridge, you get to know a lot of people. I know a lot of people here, yeah. Casually, but I know them. I feel at home here. I have no problem being here.
With Pittsburgh's aging population, AgeWell is expanding. They've been working with the Squirrel Hill Health Center. The center has recently begun piloting AgeWell's risk assessment tool, which ranks seniors who are in danger of hospitalization or nursing home admission. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.